Good morning. This is Chris Bruce of Spokane, Washington, and you're on the morning rev call. We have this every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the same time, same number with a different host. On Mondays, we have Dave Johnson with about 40 years of network marketing through direct selling experience, and he shares some of his wisdom and motivation, education on how to do the business, how to keep excited and happy while doing it. On Wednesdays, we have our deep dive product master, Chip Littlejohn, and he goes deep into the products, what's in them, why it's in there, and what it can do for you. And then on Fridays, you have me, Chris Bruce, and we talk more about the technical side with how to sell, how does the website work, compensation plan, and sometimes have guests sharing their personal experiences with building a business. So today, since we are almost at the end of the year and almost at the middle of the last month, and it's a month that's full of a lot of other things happening, I just wanted to talk about, how to finish strong, some tips on what can make December a big month for your business, as opposed to one where we quit halfway through and just say, well, we'll pick it up in January. So there's a lot of different things that really make a big difference in your business, and one of the biggest is momentum. It's hard to build. It's even harder to rebuild. So if you have momentum in your business, if your November was bigger than your October, you want your December to be bigger than your November so that your January can be bigger than all of them. If you decide to take the holidays off and convince your team to do the same, whether by, just saying, hey, everybody, we'll just pick this up in January, or just by kind of disappearing for the last half of the month, it's really hard in January to go back and pick up the pieces and get everybody rolling again. So a few things that can help maintain that momentum and build it up even more, and still give you time to spend the holiday with the family and make sure that everything's going forward. So just a lot of follow-up. So hopefully over the last several months you've been building up a list of customers, potential customers, new VIPs and potential VIPs, and this is the time to follow up. People are getting ready to make decisions. It's the end of the year. People are thinking about getting their final tax preparations done, especially if they're business people. They've got projections for the next year. If they want to have, one last deduction, investing in a brand new business is a really good one, and it allows them to get a start in your business. Essentially with that extra savings of it being a tax deduction. So following up with potential VIPs, this really is a good time to do that. And you don't want to just say, hey, have you, made a decision yet about what we talked about, be low energy. You want to have why this is the best time to be a part of your business. And so we've had recent product launches. We've had recent expansions of how we can do business. Reach out to those people that you talked to in August or September that were sort of interested but didn't make the decision, and give them one more or two more reasons to be in your business today, because today is the best time to join your business. And so work out in your mind before you talk to them what is that reason that appeals to you that you feel will appeal to them, whether it be the new products, momentum in the business, some win that has happened for you or a member of your team, something that you can share that's concrete, that's positive, where you can say, this is the time to move now. And the same thing with customers. If you've had people who bought one or two products or who wanted a product but were, it's expensive or whatever the objection or excuse was, now is a really good time to go to that. People are trying to do their New Year's resolution. I'm going to lose weight next year. Say, get a head start on this. This is something, if your digestion and your gut isn't right, it's going to be so much harder for you to reach those goals that you're setting to start in January. Talk to people about those kinds of things. And again, share the positive things. if you're one of the ones that have lost weight, lost inches, had a turnaround in your health, share that with people, whether it be on a Facebook post or an Instagram post or a phone call or a coffee shop meeting, whatever it is. You know, if you're in a, you know, if you had to go buy new clothes, like Cassandra Witt, she's been really great with that, doing her TikTok and stuff like that, and, you know, showing these are the ones that I was in August, these are the ones that I'm in now, I feel great, I feel wonderful. You know, doing things like that, that builds a community, because even if on the first one or two or three times you do that, people don't jump in and say, please, can I buy all of your stuff? They'll remember, hey, you know, so-and-so's looking pretty good. You know, these things are happening for so-and-so, and then when it happens again, they're like, wow, they're still doing that? There might be something to that. Third, fourth, fifth time you do that, if you're consistently getting in front of people, however you're getting in front of them, and you're showing them positive progress, that's something that's going to bring people towards you. So make sure that you're following up with those people, getting in front of people that you got in front of before, and essentially make progress in that relationship, whether it's just showing them one more thing or actually closing the sale or actually onboarding them as a VIP. You know, that's one of the really good ways to do it. And so that's kind of the first two. Next one is do campaigns. You know, you should have some goals. Where do I want to be this month? Where do I want to be next month? Share those with people. If you have friends, family, a network already established, kind of express what it is you're trying to do. You could make a Facebook campaign saying, you know, these are the goals that I want to hit by the end of the month. This is where I am. Can you help me? Just ask people for help. And some people will help you just because they want to help you. Some people have no idea that you're on this journey, that you're in this business. Let them know. Get out in front of people and ask for help, and some people will help you. And that can be a really great way to get in there. And, you know, don't just be, you know, please buy my stuff. But, again, have those wins. If you've got before and after pictures for you or someone that's part of your business, someone that is a customer of yours, get those out there so that people are seeing that progress and say, please join us in this. We're moving this way. So express whatever is your goals, your desires for your business, and make sure people know about it so that they can be part of it. Right now is a great time to have sales or discounts. So, like, you know, we have a few days left on the 12 Days of Christmas thing with our big pack with a discount on it. Let people know that there's sales. You know, if you're in a position where you can offer sales to people, do that. I ran a campaign last year for my other business. Anybody who bought, I think at that point it was a 100 points worth of product in my business, I gave them a free product. And so, you know, I spent a bit of money to create some momentum. If you're in a position you can do something like that, do that. And it doesn't have to be free product. It can be a gift card to something that you know someone will like. So, you know, if you have a Starbucks near you, which you probably do, and you have people who go there, you know, $10, $5 gift cards passed out to people who buy your product can be a really great way to get some momentum going and get those last few customers for your 10x bonus. You know, leverage the three-way calls. I have people that call me almost every day. I have people that never call me in my business. If you're one of those ones that never uses your upline or crossline or some great leader, someone that you are friends with in the business, if you're not doing that, make this the time to get in the habit of doing that. It really does make a big difference when you get just one other person who has, you know, an opinion or advice or some knowledge on the product that you're trying to sell that's not you. And it doesn't matter if they're better at it than you or not. Dave Johnson, who's arguably, you know, one of the most successful of all time, still uses three-way calls every day. And if you call him just to say hi, chances are you're going to be on a three-way call because he knows that that's what really ties people in and makes them feel like, hey, I'm not going to be alone in this because there's other people that are moving with me. And so those are just a few of those things. And then, you know, one of the big, big ones is, you know, make sure you know where you want to go. Are you planning to hit Sapphire for the first time this month? Are you planning to hit Ruby? Are you planning to hit Jade 2? You know, whatever it is, make sure that you have written down, this is what I want to do, and then the things that you need to get there. How many customers do you need? How many VIPs do you need? And just make sure that those goals are concrete in your mind and they're somewhere you can see them, whether that's on the fridge, your mirror, taped above your computer, a card in your pocket that you're going to see every time you open it up to get out your credit card. You know, just make sure that you're seeing that, because it's really easy, you know, like we said, to just say, well, I'll pick this up in January. So for everybody on the call and everybody out there, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful, active and productive weekend and the rest of your month. And I hope you reach your goals. Make sure that you know what you want and that you're going after it. So anyway, thank you all for being on the call. Wish you a Merry Christmas coming up, and we will see you next week. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Chris. Merry Christmas, everybody.